Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man life-flighted after girlfriend allegedly runs him over during custody dispute. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 32-year-old Gillette man was life-flighted to a Rapid City hospital early Saturday morning after being struck by an SUV driven by his girlfriend during a heated custody dispute. According to Police Sergeant Jay Johnson, officers responded around 1:07 a.m. July 5th to the 1900 block of Chestnut Circle after receiving a report that a man was hit by a vehicle. When they arrived, they found the man seriously injured, lying beneath a black Chevy Suburban. A 30-year-old woman, the man's ex-wife, was also at the scene with minor injuries. Johnson said the man's 29-year-old girlfriend and his ex-wife had been arguing over the ex-wife's two children who were in the Suburban at the time. During the altercation, the ex-wife attempted to remove the children from the vehicle. As the girlfriend tried to drive away, she struck both the man and the ex-wife with the SUV. The man was taken to Campbell County Health, then life-flighted to South Dakota with life-threatening injuries. The ex-wife was treated on scene for minor injuries. After the incident, the 29-year-old woman fled on foot but was found nearby. Police say she showed signs of intoxication and failed a field sobriety test. She was arrested for DUI and hit and run. Authorities say it's unclear whether the incident was intentional. The investigation is ongoing. Campbell County enacts Stage 1 burn restrictions amid fire risk concerns. Campbell County has officially entered Stage 1 of fire restrictions as of this week in response to growing concerns over dry conditions and heightened wildfire risk. The restrictions approved by the Campbell County Commission limit open burning and the use of fireworks across the county. Under Stage 1, campfires are only permitted within established fire rings in developed campgrounds, and the use of personal fireworks, burn barrels, and trash fires are prohibited outside of controlled settings. County officials urge residents to take the restrictions seriously to help prevent human-caused wildfires during the peak of Wyoming's fire season. Exceptions may apply for agricultural burns and other permitted activities, but all must be pre-approved by the county fire warden. The decision follows similar burn bans enacted across northeastern Wyoming, where recent weather patterns have contributed to extremely dry vegetation and increased fire danger. Authorities will continue to monitor conditions and may impose stricter measures if necessary. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.